For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. One of our guests on last week's Century of Lies program was New York trauma doctor Gene Tinelli.
Sir, I see some stories today in the New York Times indicating that perhaps one out of every three soldier, Marine or Army enlisted man, is coming back with some type of trauma, mm-hmm. post-traumatic stress disorders, etc.
Yeah, somewhere between about a 10 and a third, depending on how you look at who has diagnosed and who is being seen for mental health issues. But it's in the ballpark of somewhere between 10 and 33% from the looks of it.
Many of these people will seek relief through drugs.
Oh, yes.
And then they will wind up in trouble with the authorities.
What's needed is some good information and some help where they can get it so they can get, hopefully, fit for full duty as civilians again when they leave the military. The trauma disorders, very often when you experience something very strongly and you can't move or you choose not to move or you just have to witness something, those sensations set into the body at that point in time, and you can carry them for 30 years. So it's actually a disorder of sensation. The memories are sensory memories. People always think it's, oh, it's something you think or an image. It's first is the body. And people will often use psychoactive substances to ease off on a lot of the symptoms. The most common is alcohol. The high-dose positive effect of alcohol for a soldier usually is to blot out a flashback that's occurring. It'll be back, but it can go away for a while if you drink quickly enough. And also for physical pain, again, it's not the drug of choice for physical pain, but it will lower the pain. Lower dose, it will relieve anxiety, but the most common reason people use alcohol is that it's the best drug in the world to dissolve the feeling of being ashamed. So alcohol is the drug of choice, particularly for the flashbacks, sleep, and shame part of it. The second drug of choice is marijuana, because marijuana also can relieve pain, but it also will lower anger and aggression. And a lot of soldiers use this. Though, interestingly, a drug that people are using, and the Marine Corps seems to have a fairly high use of this, is MDMA, ecstasy. And that's interesting because it allows closer contact with people interpersonally. So that's the patterns I tend to see. And usually trauma disorders and substance use disorders overlap a lot. There's a comorbidity is what we call it, and there's a lot of folks that have trauma disorders that have tried to medicate their body sensations by using substances. And, you know, kind of ironic, they come to see me, and my job is to convince them to use my psychoactive drugs and to use less of their psychoactive drugs.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.